Today's gospel comes from the fifth chapter of Matthew. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out and trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven." And we have an amen. I just heard an amen. "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven." The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ.
You are the salt of the earth. You are the light to the world. When Jesus says this, he's talking first of all to all of us, you all. It's not just you individually, not just I am, but we all are individuals and as a group. We are salt. We are light. And it's kind of, some people talk about it, this way that Jesus talks about this, just like the Beatitudes that we heard last week. You are, it's like, like a Beth might do, or I might do, or you might see a minister do in a wedding. I now pronounce you salt and light. That's the equivalent. That's what it means. It's, some theologians call it performative. It performs a function. It creates something that wasn't before. You are salt. You are light. You are salt that seasons. And like in the Old Testament, is used for sacrifice. And you are light in the darkness. You don't hide it. You are salt. You are light. It's kind of like this art wall. You are yellow and will become something more. Well, just wait for it. We'll see. It will be more than yellow. So you have this kind of, you are, I now pronounce you this. That's what Jesus is saying for salt and light. And there's more, because he backs this up with some promissory, you know, like promissory notes, promissory proclamations. That was my word. It sounded good at home, but, you know, now it sounds a little lame. But and the promises are, we heard it in baptism today, you are a loved child of God. Emma knew that. I saw the nose bubble. I can verify. Emma knows she's a loved child of God. Because if you get a nose bubble in church and, you know, it all works out fine and get it wiped off, you are a beloved child of God. And we've all had nose bubbles. I know that. It's part of life. Jesus also said, you follow me. Follow me. And you will fish for people. You will go into the world and announce my message. And if you need some food, I've got a meal. I've got some bread and wine for you. And if you need a reminder, remember baptism. The Spirit comes, and resurrection, and hope, and new life, and belovedness. And if you need a promise, I promise to be with you. And the one that's kind of harder sometimes, I promise to be in others that you're going to fish for. That's where you'll find me. And Jesus said, you will even find me in this guy right here. You know who this guy is? One of the worst pictures of this guy, probably. Steve Bannon. Have you heard that name? Jesus says, you will find me here. You will find me in the neighbor of yours, whoever that is. Love God, love your neighbor. It's all about that. And the neighbor is this person. And the neighbor is the person sitting next to you. And the neighbor is the person living next to you. And our neighbors as a group are the school next to us. And the school in Tanzania. Neighbors are all over. There's this guy named Brian Moss. He is the Bishop of the Nebraska Synod of the ELCA. And this is what he writes about salt and light. He says, God simply chooses to create and commission salt and light for the earth. By grace, God chooses us. That said, it's clear that it's a lot more complicated for us to actually be salt and light than it was for us to become salt and light. Being salt and light involves giving ourselves away completely. True salt, salt that has not lost its taste, disappears into food to make the food tastier. Jesus' disciples transform the world by disappearing in humble service. Life in a world thus salted is savory. That's what salt is. If you've ever had a piece of meat, perhaps, or some delicious vegetables, when you sprinkle a little salt on that, it seems to enhance it, right? It just gives that flavor a depth. It infuses something there that wasn't there before, or draws out something that wasn't there before. And so when we're salt to the world, that's love to the world. So the question is, if we are salt and we dissolve into others, what does that look like? How does that kind of love taste? Just think about that. We are salt to the world. We are God's love to the world, given completely, dissolving into the other. That's what true love is. It's that simple. If you've been with a partner or a friend or a child or a grandchild or a niece or a nephew or a pet or a garden, that pouring in of yourself to that thing, that's what it means. You are salt. You are light. You are love. Jesus says, go. Be salt. Go. Fish for people. Be light. Go. Love. Dissolve into the other. That's loving God. That's loving neighbor. That's what it means to be salt. That's what it means to be light. Amen.